This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, January 25th. Refreshed by reading aloud.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 31. So Moses wrote down this law and gave it to the Levitical priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and to all the elders of Israel. Then Moses commanded them, at the end of every 7 years, in the year for canceling debts, during the Festival of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, you shall read this law before them in their hearing. Assemble the people, men, women, and children, and the foreigners residing in your towns, so they can listen and learn to fear the Lord your God, and follow carefully all the words of this law. Their children, who do not know this law, must hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
Years ago, on a mission trip to Nassau in the Bahamas, I saw a man holding a Bible and speaking at a podium in a downtown marketplace. Several other people stood there too, and folding chairs were set out. I walked over to see what they were doing. They were hosting a marathon of the public reading of Scripture, a 24-hour non-stop event. During that day, I returned twice and was invited to read each time. For me, it was an incredible experience of reading God's Word. The Apostle Paul urged Timothy to devote himself to the public reading of Scripture, along with preaching and teaching. I found that this often overlooked spiritual exercise allowed me to hear God's words afresh, with various voices reading and without commentary. We were able to read and listen with others in the community. Hearing and learning the Bible together is a good spiritual practice for people of all ages. Life can be busy and full. We all need to hear and engage with God's Word, which has so much to teach about God and His love for us, and how we can shine the light of God's love into the darkness of this world. In what ways can you participate in reading Scripture in order to share God's Word with others? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the public reading of Scripture. By your word, may we grow in faith and glorify your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.